An election is a choice, a solemn choice, right?
The rhetoric on the presidential campaign trail is heating up over everything from gaffes to controversial advertising.
The economy.
Future of Medicare.
Medicare, the economy. What's your issue? What's your candidate? Democracy makes the choice. There's no magic here, right? Except for some little details that just might veto your White House selection. Details like...
No one who wears pants instead of breeches can be re-elected.
No one without false teeth has become president.
No one with a beard has been re-elected.
No one over 6'3" can be president.
No one can be president if their parents are alive.
Oh, I'm glad we got that settled. These are real superstitions, jinxes, and spookers that surround presidential elections. These examples are from the comics website, XKCD. We've got the Halloween mask test. The candidate whose face sells more masks wins. That's been true since 1988 when the Reagan mask outsold the Carter mask. And this year, the two big costume retailers who've held this tradition are at odds. Spirit Halloween has Romney up, while BuyCostumes.com has Obama up. We live in a divided society, America. And before Ulysses S. Grant became president, there was the middle name rule. A man with a middle name could not be elected president. What a legacy. But where do these superstitions lead us? Are they enough to predict today's outcome? And what's spooking the candidates right now? Joining us is Jacopo Della Quercia, who's a contributor to Crack.com. Jacopo, you follow this stuff pretty closely.
Yes, I do.
And what do you think is going to be decisive this time around?
It's tough to say. Personally, I'm betting heavily on the Summer Olympics. That's one of my favorites.
And explain the Summer Olympics jinx.
Well, 1960 was not only the first time that presidential debates were broadcast, but it was also the first Olympic Games that were telecast in North America. And I was able to find out for an article for Cracked this year that every single time that the Summer Olympic Games have been hosted in a country that had been slated to host it before, the incumbent party in the White House won the popular vote. And every time it was hosted someplace new, the opposition party, the challenger, won the popular vote. And this has proved to be true for every election except for 1988. So as far as I'm concerned, it's even more reliable than Gallup.
And that would say Barack Obama wins, yes?
Yes, it would, because London has hosted the Games before. They've even been slated to host it several more times during the World War II years. So judging from this method, Barack Obama, he should be a shoo-in for re-election. And actually, a Republican or a third-party candidate should win in 2016 when the Games are hosted for the first time in Brazil.
In 1916, it was believed that no Democrat could win the White House while losing the state of West Virginia. Any idea why that went away?
Well, when it comes to bellwether election, well, naturally, 1968 was, during that election, there were three different candidates. There was a very strong third-party vote, so that probably factored into it because the Democrats were split in half. And when you go back in American history, there's quite a few states that are known as bellwether states. Missouri was known as the show-me state for a long time. Maine was, the expression was, as goes Maine, so goes the nation. It's a very long history going back to American elections, the shifting of the population, and party coalitions.
All right. Jacopo Della Quercia is a contributor to Cracked.com. He's on the line from Albany, New York, exploring some of the superstitions on this election day. Jacopo, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.